cover. I got it. Where is Baruch Moshe to get the test? Dr. Gemara, we're going to start again. From the Kavachayimel HaHegdish, it's at the beginning of the line, about 15 lines down in the page, maybe 18 lines down in the page. Yes, Tessa Medalla, 49A, I would guess 2. 49A2, oh, I would guess is where it is. The Kavachayimel HaHegdish, my Kavachayimel HaHegdish, Elam, the Nachatur, the Dunla Tur, the HaHegdish, Rabbi Tiva said that HaHegdish, you pay Maytav. What's the case? That our Shar Gord is Shar of HaHegdish, Shar Eir Mechmona Beloy Shar of HaHegdish. Person promised $100 mana to better kabayas, 100 zuz. So as he gives Rav Shalkam Yedis, Teretz is Rav Akiva is saying that if a guy promises money to Hegdish, the gizmer will come, and if he has to collect from him and the guy is not paying up, and take from the Yedis of his land. The problem is, here is the text. You'll have trouble reading it because I was writing it, I was sitting on my couch. He shouldn't be any different than a Balchayv. If you have trouble reading it, I'll read it with you afterwards. A Balchayv, dinim abandonis. And a Balchayv, halacha is abandonis. Why is this more than any debt? It's a debt to Hegdish. Why? How do you know that that would pay it is? What's the Kal Balchaymer? Rashi, talk to Rashi, Leheil Balchayv. B'diburu d'alma, the kibbel alay, the other Balchayv. Accepting a debt upon himself with words, is that more than a debt that he borrows? Non-bevenness? The Mechmira Torah ben Izakim, if the Torah was strict about damages to pay Meitav, we wouldn't compare it to a debt. That's damages the Torah was Machmir Idis. What right do we have to say that debt is Idis? That is Meitav. If debt is Meitav, why is a debt to Hegdish any different than a plain debt? And if you're going to say that Rabbi Kiva, for some reason, which we don't know why, would hold that Balchayv does get Idis, and therefore he's saying if a debt gets Idis, for sure when you promise money to Hegdish, that would be a Kal Vachomer. Madek, if I owe a person, a regular person, I owe him money, I pay him Idis, so if I owe Hegdish money, the guy should pay Idis for sure. But there's a problem. Ikel lemifra, the kavachaymer has a hole in it. When Shimon owes Levi money, right? Shimon pays Idis, but when Shimon damages Levi, he pays. When Shimon damages Hegdish, he doesn't pay anything. So how do you know Hegdish is stricter? Kavachaymer lehegdish. I think Hegdish is stricter. Hegdish pays damages. Hegdish, you don't pay damages. Isn't that showing that Hegdish is a certain way more lenient than a Hegdish? How could you say, since a debt pays Idis, so the person who promises Hegdish pays Idis? Not true. A debt pays Idis because the Rebbe Kiva has some drasha. Hegdish, we see by Nizakin, you don't pay Hegdish. So we see Hegdish is weaker, not stronger. Time of Hegdish can hurukaycha ben Nizakin. Zuck to Rashi. And for the Gemara, you're right. The Olam, there's only one way to answer this. The Nakhatur, the Don Latur, the Hegdish. The case is talking about our Shar Gor, the Shar of Hegdish. What was the question? The Torah said, Sharei Ehu, Veloy Shar Shal Hegdish. Well, Rabbi Kiva holds like Shimon ben Manasseh. Tanya Menashe, I didn't thank you for sponsoring last week for a moment. Natanya, if Shimon ben Manasseh Eimer, I didn't notice till I get the test in. Natanya, if Shimon ben Manasseh Eimer, Sorcha Hegdish and Ugg, the Sorcha Hegdish Potter. The Shahedish and Ugg, Sorcha Hegdish, Bain Tam, Bain Muad, Mishalom Nezik Shalom. He doesn't learn Sharia of Aloy Sorcha Hegdish means that you don't pay Hegdish when you damage Hegdish. He learns the difference between a Tam and a Muad. That the first three times the Shar Gors pays Chatzi Nezek, and afterwards it pays Nezek Shalom, is only by Hegdish. By Hegdish, you pay Nezek Shalom right away. And Mamela, that's the Kal Vachomer. Madach by Hegdish, where there's a leniency, that a Tam pays Chatzi Nezek. You pay Idis, so by Hegdish, where you pay Nezek Shalom right away, for sure you should pay Idis. And there's no hole in this Kavol Chomer, because that was only based on the fact that we dash in Shariyeh v'loy shar shahegdish, that you're putter. But Rebbe Kiva holds a Kavshim of Manasseh, that you're chayev, and therefore there's no time.
You can't say there's no hole, because if you're paying idiots, so for sure, Shashem, it should be like the Kavol Chomer, that type of thing.
Again, in what case? What would be the case? Give me the gate. Did I walk in Shariah of Eloy Shar Shahegdish? Before we knew Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, we had long as you damage Hegdish your punter.
Is that true?
To Machloikas. That's how everybody else holds. Rav Shimon ben Manasseh says that if you go in Shar Shahegdish, a Tom pays Nezik Shalom. So he has Hegdish stricter. So therefore, it's a Kavol Chomer l'Hegdish. Now, if Rome would like the Kavol Chomer to be different, what do you need it for? Why should he pay in Yiddish? What's the Kavol Chomer? What's the Kavol Chomer? Again, Kavol Chomer means you build it, Mada, this has this halacha, for sure this. Please tell me the Kavol Chomer.
So many things the Hegdish has that...
Again, you're not answering my question. A Kavol Chomer doesn't mean I come in and I say a Svara. A Kavol Chomer is built on Kal and Chomer. If the Kal has that halacha, for sure the Chomer has that halacha. That's what Kavol Chomer means. Kavol Chomer doesn't mean I walk in and I say, Misvara, it should be that way. That's not Kavol Chomer. Kavol Chomer means you have a Kal, you have something that's lenient, and you have something that's stricter. And if the lenient thing has that halacha, for sure the stricter thing has that halacha. I'm sorry? Well, if you have a Noah from Hegdish, it's halacha me'ila.
Oh, very good.
Again, let's try again. Kal v'chaymer. Can I have a kal and a chaymer? Again, what's the cow? What halacha am I starting from?
He just said, when you use somebody else.
Right, so we have our halacha in cow v'chaymer, that the chaymer can't be stricter than the cow. It's called dayai. Whenever you learn something out from a cow v'chaymer, you're limited to make the chaymer like the cow. You can't go beyond that. So I'm starting with a cow. And I'm saying the chaymer should have the same halacha as the cow. That's what cow v'chaymer works. If cow has it, chaymer for sure should have it.
What's the problem? He said a very nice thing. The problem of it is that...
What's the cow? You got? So it's very nice to come in with a chaymer, but what's the cow?
You take something, you have to pay it for it.
Baininess. Zela and a chinami. Zela pays itis. That's damages. Zela pays itis. And ain't a chinami. Me'ila would pay itis. What has it got to do with Kavol Chomer l'Hegdish over here when a guy donates money to Hegdish?
Yeah, it's like giving a gift to somebody.
No!
So,
again, we're learning a kal v'chaymer l'hegdish means you go from a kal to a chaymer. If you wanted to come in and say, Hegdish means it is because that can't leave on Vayu, or whatever make up a svar, that's not called a kal v'chaymer, it's your own svar, it's very wonderful. But Rekiva said kal v'chaymer. Dr. Ashi, v'shalom nezik shalom, v'darish re'eyu hachi. If Shimon ben Manasseh darshan and Shreyu like this, Re'ehu the Misham Chati Nezer, Abel Hegdish Nezer Shalom, Ulegabe Hizik Hegdish Darish Hachi, Re'ehu the Mechayev, but the Hegdish damages, we darshan it the other way. You pay your friend, Abel Hegdish Ezeka Punter. So if Shimon ben Manasseh is using Re'ehu in two opposite ways. Shar Re'ehu means Shimon Shar damages Levi. That's when it's Chati Nezer and Nezer Shalom. When Hegdish damages, it's nothing. When you damage Hegdish, it's Nezik Shalom right away. Trek the Gemara. Ihachi. So fine. So we figured out Shat Rebbe Kiva. Wonderful. We hold Rebbe Shimon ben Manasseh. Trek the Gemara. Baruch Leishi, you want to make room for him. Trek the Gemara. Ihachi. If that's the case, why do we have to say, okay, let me try to explain this question. The Gemara at the beginning had a machlokes of Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, it is the Nizik, it is the Mazik. Now, who says there's a machlokes? Rabbi Akiva never uttered the words, it is the Mazik. Rabbi Shmuel said, make them Sedev Shal Nizik, make them Karmic Shal Nizik. And Rabbi Akiva said, Leboa Kosev Alignus and Zakim and Eidus, the Kavachimer Lehekdish. Maybe that's the only machlokes. Who says there's a machlokes and what type of Eidus there is? We said that Rabbi Akiva argues on 2 points. A, he holds it is the Mazik. B, he holds Kavachimer Lehekdish. Once you have the second machlokes, who says that there's a first machlokes? Rabbi Akiva never said, Rabbi Akiva, it is the Mazik. He never said those words. All he said is, the Torah came for Idis, the Kavachimer Lehekdish. Maybe he's saying, I agree to Rabbi Shmuel, it is the Nizik, but I hold Kavachimer Lehekdish. And Rabbi Shmuel did not agree, because Rabbi Shmuel holds Hekdish as Buster.
But why don't you ask that right away?
We know there has to be a Machloikas, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Akiva.
By the...
We thought the Machloikas was about Idis. But once you see Rabbi Akiva is arguing in Kavachimer Lehekdish, so then why, maybe that's the only Machloikas. Whether it is the Nizik or it is the Mazik. Again, Rabbi Akiva never said the words, it is the Mazik. Rabbi Leboa Kosev, the Gemara, Breisa. Again, before we knew the Kavachimer Lehekdish is based on Rosh Hashanah B'Menasseh, we were looking to see what is the Machloikas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So we came up, what type of Eidus? Rabbi Shmuel said, Shel Nizik, and Rabbi Akiva argued. So we say he must be the Mazik. He never said the words the Mazik. If you look at the price that we had on the Amud Beis, made them today, made them karma, Yishalem, made them today, Shel Nizik, and made them karma, Shel Nizik, and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva, I'm like, Bob, Kossel, Ligwis, and Zikim, and Eidus. Didn't say a word about Mazik. Again, Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa, we explained it that way. Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa uses the following words: Loi ba hakasav elaligvus and zankim and erdus. You want to show him where the Braisa is on the oven base?
Yeah, but why now are we asking this question?
Because before we knew Rabbi Akiva was built on Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh,
yes,
we thought that Rabbi Akiva is just adding a fact that Rabbi Shmuel would agree to. The Kavachimer Lehekdish is not a Chiddush. Everybody would agree to it. Rabbi Shmuel didn't discuss Hekdish. Yes. When we learned this Braisa, Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi Shmuel said Nizik. Rabbi Akiva responded in a vague way. V'kavachayimah lehekdish. We thought kavachayimah lehekdish is an agreed upon statement. So what's the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? Obviously, which meitav? If not, what are they arguing in? But now you've told me that kavachayimah lehekdish is a controversial statement. It's not a universally accepted statement. So Mimela, it makes sense Rabbi Shmuel would argue on that point. So who says there's another argument? Rabbi Akiva never said the words Meitav Sedeir Shal Mazik. We explained it that way. Why did we explain it that way? Because we were looking for a Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. But now you found another one. So once you found the other one, who says there's a first one?
Maybe there is.
The Gemara. The Gemara said there is. Before.
Right. We're making an inference. A stretch. But Akiva.
The Gemara is going to give an answer. So if you want to be mechaber to the Gemara's answers, I have no problem. The Gemara is going to answer this question. I just want people to understand the question. I'm not trying to answer the question. I'm trying to explain the question.
I have a problem. Is there such a thing as the Nizik of Hekdish? Let's say the Nizik here is Hekdish. Because they have an animal.
Again, I told you, if you're trying to answer the question, let's give the Gemara a chance to answer the question. I'm just trying to explain the question.
I didn't understand.
again.
Okay. That's the answer to the question.
No, it's not. But that's not the point. It might be. I'd rather not get it. We'll get to the answer. Again, trying to explain the question. In the price of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva never said the word Shamazik. He never said it. Rabbi Shmuel said Mizik. Rabbi Akiva argued. So we said he must hold Mazik. But that's because we didn't see another argument. So we assumed that that's the argument. But once you have a new argument, because Rabbi Akiva is built on Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, by the way, Rabbi Akiva was well before Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, but he agrees to that opinion which Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh told us later. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh was at least one to two generations after Rabbi Shimon, after Rabbi Akiva.
Why would we give him the credit then?
Because he's the one that spoke out that Shita. We have it brought from him. Rabbi Akiva never said it before. Because that's the only way to make sense of Kavu Chayim Lehegdish. We had to figure out what Rabbi Akiva meant with Kavu Chayim Lehegdish. The only way we made sense is because of Rabbi Manasseh. Again, he never spoke it out in favor.
Why?
Because he didn't. I don't know why. He'd write him a letter. He said Kavu Chayim Lehegdish. We figured out that he must hold on Rabbi Manasseh said two generations later. Yes, you're trying to answer the question. The Torah didn't come. Again, the problem is, Baruch Hashem is trying to answer a question of the Gemara. Why don't we let the Gemara do the answers? I'm trying to explain the question. Don't try to answer it now. Just explain the question. The question makes sense. You want to give answers? The Gemara is going to give three.
Second question.
Dr. Gemara. Dr. Ashi. Ihachi de Bakiva Kab Shimon Mukmas Lay. My duchcake, what forced you? The Ukmas book to the Resha Bashuma the Nizik or Mazik. That you said that the Makloikis was to evaluate the Nizik of the Mazik. Dilma Ligmas Menid is the comer, Rabbi Akiva Namimid is the Nizik comer. Maybe when Rabbi Akiva said Ligmas and Zaka Menid is he meant it is it. These are words the Mazik, Rabbi Shmuel. Maybe that's the Makloikis. Rabbi Shmuel lays here later. Now the Gemara is going to give three answers. Two are simple, and one Rashi says something that's a little bit difficult, and Taisus argues. We'll see. And for the Gemara, Imkain, first answer. I'm sorry, I don't know if I finished the Gemara. Whether you pay it is the mazik, or you can pay the worst of the mazik, which is the best of the nizik, then with the kulam with the nizik shemina. V'hachem a book of Shimon Manasseh Rabbanon can refer you. Rabbi Akiva suffer from Shimon Manasseh, the Rabbi Shmuel suffer like Rabbanon. And for the Gemara, answer one in Kamei Loi Ba'akasav. Loi Ba'akasav indicates that he's arguing on what Rabbi Shmuel just said. No, the pasuk didn't come like you. If he agreed to Nizik, he shouldn't have said Loi Bo HaKasav. Should have said Rabbi Akiva Eimer, Kavu Chayim Lehegdish. What is Loi Bo HaKasav? The pasuk is not your pshat. That's answer number one. Again, he wouldn't say Loi Bo HaKasav if there's no basic argument. There's two arguments. First of all, Loi Bo HaKasav. Second of all, Kavu Chayim Lehegdish. That's what you tried to say before. That's answer number one. Let me finish. V'yoy. My Kavu Chayim Lehegdish. Now this is the harder one. Rashi learns, Kavu Chayim means we want to make Hegdish the strictest. If it's only Idiz the Nizik, it's not that strict. So we wouldn't say Kavu Chayim Lehegdish, Rashi. My Kavu Chayim Lehegdish. Imkain, the Leipolog Malay the Resha, my Leipolog Kostas, the Mashm Leipolog Lekach, El Lekach. Didn't come for this, only for this. Vai, Ereb Akiva Kula Karmer, like Abi Mazik, Abi Shmov. My Kavu Chayim Lehegdish, the Hoyo Vakulahi, since it's a Kula, Hechi Matsu Lememer Vakavu Chayim, you're not being strict, you're being lenient. You're letting him get away by paying it is the Nizik, which is less than it is the Mazik. So why are you using the word Chayim? Again, let me explain that. The Makalina Nami got a Hegdish. Let me try to explain. Nobody makes the Mazik go out and buy property. You never have to give better than the best to the Mazik. He's not mechuyev to go buy property. Nobody's going to make him pay better than his best. Rabbi Shmuel is letting him paint less than his best. Rabbi Akiva said no. But Rabbi Shmuel, nobody makes him pay better than his best. He doesn't have, he can't give better than his best. So Rabbi Shmuel is never a chumrah, only a kula. Rabbi Shmuel is never making you pay more than it is the mazik. He's saying you don't even have to pay it as the mazik. You can get away with less. That means it's not so strict. Strict is to say it is the mazik. That's never a kula. That's always going to be either the best that somebody has, or even better than it is the nizik. But nobody views it as the mazik as a kula.
It is the mazik. What if the mazik's best land is the worst than they did?
Can't give him more than he has.
So they end up being a
cooler. Is that a cooler? What would Rabbi Shmuel say in that case? Would anybody do more than that? Let's say you hold on to Rabbi Shmuel.
Rabbi Shmuel,
he doesn't make you out and go buy land. It is the nizik is never a chumrah. You never make the guy go buy liberty he doesn't have. It's only a kula that if Mazik has better land, he doesn't have to give him his best. Zok to Gemara, if it's a kula, we wouldn't use the word kal v'chaymer lehegdash. And the third answer is, Vayit Amar Ravashi, Tana Abheja, Meitim Sedeya Meitim Karmi Yishalim, Meitim Sedeya Shenizik, Meitim Karmi Shenizik, Divrei Mishmol, Rebbe Kiva, Meitim Sedeya Shemazik, Meitim Karmi Shemazik. We have a brisa that clearly states Rebbe Kiva says Shemazik. We never saw this brisa before. Now, in this Teret Kavachayim LeHegdish, one of Tysus's Pshatim is what you said before, that Hegdish can't be Meitim Benizik, because you have no idea what Hegdish owns. One of the Pshatim is, but Rashi doesn't learn that. What? You have no idea. Maybe somebody donated a land to Hegdish in China. No, Hegdish doesn't know what it owns. A guy could have donated the best land in the world in China, in Egypt, in the Nile Crescent, where the most fertile land in the world is. Maybe a guy donated a land to Hegdish there. Hegdish doesn't even know about it.
And you know every piece of land that Mazik owns in China? It
makes no sense. You're right. But it's not Mestaber. Because a person knows what they own. And usually, they're very limited in what they own. You're right. There are certain people that you'll never know what they own. But most people, you know what they own. Whereas Hegdish is an unknown. It's impossible to know. Because anybody that donates a land to Hegdish could redeem it and send Hegdish a check. And nobody will ever know that he once donated a land to Hegdish and for 3 days it belonged to Hegdish. Till he sent Hegdish a check. After he gave Hegdish the check. But in those 3 days, it is Hegdish's. So you never can know what is this current situation of makeup of Hegdish. This is what you said before, which is what Tysus says in this pshat of my kavachayim of Hegdish. Because Rashi's pshat is a little bit difficult. Because even though it's it is the nizik, it's still a chumrah over not it is. Rashi says it's not a chumrah to say it is the nizik. You're right. Compared to it is the mazik, it's not a chumrah. But it's still taking it to it is.
No.
So what does Rashi mean? That's Tysus' discussion, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Tanya, Amit Beis, Tanya Behedja, the Rabbi Kiva, the mazik Shemina. So at the end of the day, there's two machloikas in Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Which Meitav, and whether Hegdish you pay. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you pay zero. According to Rabbi Kiva, you pay Nesek Shalom Ben Idris, like Rabbi Shimon Ben Manasseh. Now, that's, so going back to our original question, which got us involved in an umber and a half of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, that was because the Mishnah said, the Zakim pays Idris, mean they tikkun oilam. And we wanted to know, what do you mean tikkun oilam? It's a derisive. The answer was, according to Mishmol, you pay it is the nizik. Came along, tikkun ha'olam, and said, pay it is the mazik. So, there's a tikkun ha'olam, according to Mishmol, to pay more than you biblically have to pay. Biblically, you only have to pay it is the nizik. To be more careful. A guy knows that his best fields are on the line, he'll be more careful. That's the Tikkun Olam. That was our first answer in Tikkun Olam. To explain it, we had to bring Rabbi Shmuel, we had to bring Rabbi Akiva, and we had to explain to Machlokes, and then we got into Hegdish. All that was just because, to answer the question, they take an Olam. That's how we entered that sugya. Ravina Amar.
What does Rabbi Akiva do with
it? He doesn't have to agree to our Mishnah, he's a Tana. Who said Nezikin is they take an Olam? So who says Rabbi Akiva agrees to that line? He's a Tana. Ravina Amar, Laila Masnisa Rabbi Akiva. Ravina says the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Midaraisim is the Mazik Shemina. And Enochinami, Tikkun Olam is not a Takana Durabonon. It's an explanation of a biblical law. Again, in this case. So, what the Mishnah, when it says Tikkun Olam, sometimes it means a rabbinic takana, and sometimes it's explaining a biblical takana. Now, we don't like to explain biblical takana, because we run a risk that people are going to say, oh, it depends on a reason, and when the reason doesn't apply, you don't have that halacha. It's a very dangerous thing to do, to start saying reasons for things. Because when you say a reason, you begin to think that the reason governs the halacha. So usually, we don't get involved in reason. Except if you hold like Reb Shimon, and this is Reb Shimon ben Yochai, who's Darish time at the Kra. He finds reasons in the Pasuk, and he bases halachas on the reasoning of the Pasuk. Reb Shimon is the one Tana that does this. He figures out the reason of the Pasuk, and he says, based on this reason, the halacha only applies here and there and not everywhere else. The prototype case of Reb Shimon is by taking it a mashkin. The Torah says, you're not allowed to take a mashkin from Almana. Because poor ladies, poor Almanas, you have to give it to them back in the daytime, take it at nighttime, and go back and forth, and people are going to start spreading a rumor that you're having an affair with her. That's what Reb Shimon says. So Reb Shimon, based on my understanding of the halacha, if she's a rich lady, that you don't have to give it back every day, you can take a mashka. And the Amona says, excuse me, the Torah said, let's talk about begging Amona. No reasons. You want to say reasons? That's good for drasha Shabbos morning. It's great. But to say halacha based on reasons, you can't do that. But Reb Shimon does. The Zokta Gemara, this Mishnah, Nitikin Olam, is doing Reb Shimon, explaining a deraisa. We usually don't explain deraisas. We leave that for Rabbonim to do with drushes. But Reb Shimon holds you should explain deraisas. Sometimes it has an effect in halacha. So Rabbi Akiva is the author of our Mishnah. He says, you know why Nazik can pay you this? Because the Torah wanted Tikkun Olam. Because he's going with Rabbi Shimon's opinion that you can say reasons. Over here, the reason won't affect the halacha. Rabbi Shimon, who approaches that you can say reasons, would say it even when it does affect the halacha. Here it happens not to affect the halacha. It's explaining halacha in the Torah. Zakta Gemara, Shimon Aymer, Abhina Amalayla, Mesisa, Rabbi Kivi. The Amma Midaraisim of the Mazik Shemina. For Reb Shimini, the Darish time of the Kra. He darshens reasons. Matam Kamar. And the Mishnah is explaining a Daraisim. Matam and his uncle Shamil and Vedis. But they take an island. And now the Gemara explains. The Tanya, Amma Reb Shimon. Why did the Torah say the people that steal and the people that are chamsonim, which Rashi learns, they go and drop money and take an item without the guy saying I agree. The guy said I agree even under duress, it's a sale, but if he doesn't say I agree, it's a chamson. So we don't want that to happen. Beth's going to come to my land and take my best field. And they'll bring me a pusik. So the guy says to himself, it ain't worth stealing. Because when I get caught, I'm going to pay dearly. Because I won't have the item, and they're going to come and say, pay. And I won't, and they'll take my best land. So I'd rather not steal. It's a deterrent. That's Rabbi Akiva's explanation in Tikkun Olam. to keep the world going and deter people from stealing and from not taking care of their animals, we say you're going to pay dearly if you steal or you have your animals damaged. Once we have that, Rabbi Shimon goes weiter. Why is Balchai Bebeinus? Now that's rabbinic. Because we will learn soon that a Balchai Midaraisa pays Ziburis based on a pasuk. But the Chazal elevated it to a Bebeinus. But why didn't they elevate it to it? Guy lent the guy money. He did a guy a favor. The guy's not paying him back. Why shouldn't he be entitled to the best? So I'm thinking, well, I'll tell you why. A person shouldn't see that his friend has a beautiful house or a beautiful field. I'll lend the money. He has a beautiful house, he has a beautiful field. I know that he doesn't have much money. I'll lend him $10,000, and then he won't be able to pay me, and I'll go get his best field. We don't want that to happen. So we're not offering you to do this. And for average land, you wouldn't do that. But for best, you might do that. So why didn't they leave it alone and say, have a Ziburis? That would be even a... Nobody will lend money so he can get the other guy Ziburis. Him came out to know that was what they love, and nobody will want to lend money. I'm going to do the guy a favor. I'm going to lend him $10,000. He's not going to pay me, and I'm stuck with his worst. I won't lend the guy money. Why should I lend the guy money? Why should I do a guy a favor, and I'm going to end up business pieces of Boris? So there was a shekel here. We have to weigh what works best. The Boris is turn off lenders. Idis will encourage the wrong type of loans. So we have made it Beninus. It may mark Subas Isha Bez Boris. I'm sorry. Where is it? Right. Like every other loan. Why by a woman aren't we concerned? Why do we leave it by Ziburis? Why are we leaving her with the worst? We have no reason to have to offer a woman more. Why would we offer a woman more? She has an incentive to get married. She wants to get married anyway. Now, again, she wants a ksuba. Without a ksuba, she might not get married. Because a woman likes to be protected. Ksuba is a protection. But she's willing to settle for a lesser protection. The bottom line is she really wants to get married. So, therefore, we don't have to offer her baininess. There's no need for us to give her baininess. Why should we? We can get away with Ziburis. Which is the biblical halacha.
A woman, her husband's a divorce.
Her
divorce his wife.
So is the person
enough? Divorce, again.
Divorce is what?
Suba is...
A woman, so the husband shouldn't divorce his wife. If you know it's the case, he's less likely to go there if he has to pay a higher level.
Again.
Why don't you protect the woman that way? Why are you going
to help? With the raisa, Ziburis is the halacha. By Baal Chayv, they rabbinically raised the tzvedinah to encourage loans. Here, they would only do it to encourage marriage. Marriage doesn't have to be encouraged.
The women want to get.
Why can't you prevent divorce? Why do you have to? Why you only focus on getting the why focus on getting the? They shouldn't divorce. Get divorced. We do. Garrison's area. Huh? It's a lot more money.
It's the same amount of money. You just have to give a better field.
It's a deterrent.
I don't know. Rachi. I understood him. You don't have to be Masber. This Ramesha Harris, like there's two Ramesha's in this year. This Ramesha I understood alone, myself. Rashi. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Zunk Rashi. No ego here.
That just shows you how far we go for it.
To make sure that women aren't left alone. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, as it's so. Yes,
yeah. Okay. Rashi ben Shimoni. Now, these in the Tani ben Midi deraisim they tikkun oilam. Since when do we use tikkun oilam on biblical law? Reb Shimon shai Talmud Reb Akiva Amra. Again, notice what Rashi says. Reb Shimon was a Talmud of Reb Akiva. He got this from Reb Akiva according to his parents. The Darish Nami Ba'alma time. By the way, Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon ben Yichoi. The Darish Nami Ba'alma time in the Krav. The Bab Matzia got a Leisagbo Beger Amana. But Alocha of Leisagbo Beger Amana don't take a mashkin from Amana. The Kamar Ashira Mamashkin in Isa. He says a rich lady, you can take a mashkin from her. You know, I don't want to spend too much time on this because I want to get to the two dots. But the Reb Shimon is Lushitase. Throughout Shas, he's the one that says Davar Shem is Chavad is Mutter. Go back Havana. He's the one that says Koshu Lamakas, that if you eat a little bit less than a shear, you can be Chayav Makas anyway because you're Machshavit. He's all kinds of things that Reb Shimon says that are based on intention. So he's the Darish time of the Krah. He's the one that wants to know the reason, the Kavana. The Shitase, he's the one that wrote the Zayar. He's that Tana that stresses that aspect. And again, I'm not here to analyze Tanoi. But he's the one that, you go through Shas, you see, he's the one that leans in that direction all the time. Yes? Stop by Vard, the Achreinim say this.
He's the only Tana?
He's the only Tana that's the time of the crop. Well, now we're saying Rabbi Akiva did the same, but that's because we're learning Pshat in the Mishnah that way.
Why are we learning Pshat?
Because we want to figure out what the word may take.
It's unusual.
Rabbi Akiva never says it. If he said it, he said it here. They take in islands and crashing number of Raisa, Shiyai Mardam Lomani Gaisu. My Rashi explains what's the difference between a Gazlan and a Chamsin. Gazlan la Yoav Dami, Chamsin Yoav Dami. A Gazlan doesn't pay, a Chamsin pays. Now, even though he pays, right, so the Chaira, what are we collecting from him? The answer is, he didn't pay willingly. The guy says, take your money back, I want my item. Yaitzel and Chayna, Korcha Balmagar, that's right, Korcha Balmagar. Zogtig Marvaiter. Rabbi Achar, Ishi Yaitzel Rutsaina, Beish Eina Matia Rutsaina. A woman, Ishi Yaitzel Rutsaina Shle Rutsaina. A woman can be divorced whether she wants to or not. And a man only divorces if he wants to. Frek the Gemara Maita Barachar. What does that have to do with Zaburis? We're giving a reason why Iksub is Zaburis, and we throw in because a woman gets divorced against her will and a man only divorces willingly. Why is that a reason for Zaburis? Dr. Gemar, you're right. That's not what the Davar Acher is coming to say. The Davar Acher is coming to say that maybe, that a man should be, if a woman is entitled to Iksuba when the man divorces her, when the woman creates the divorce by making her marriage terrible, maybe we should make her pay. Why isn't there a ksuba the other way? To punish the woman for ruining a marriage. When he gets rid of her, the Rabbana gave him her ksuba. So when she ruins the marriage, why don't we make her pay ksuba? The answer is, Tashma, the answer is, it's not a new thing, it's explaining. Ishi Yaitzel Utsaina, Shloim Utsaina, Mishen Yaitzel Utsaina. Evshid Amash Lavigita. A husband never has to give a get. His wife can act like the biggest, whatever you want to call her, and still, he doesn't have to divorce her. The decision to give a get is only one person. If she can make life miserable, but who's giving the get? He is. He doesn't want to give a get, don't give the get. Mashenken, she never has a choice in the matter. He divorces her when he feels like it. Therefore, we said she's entitled to Ksuba. He's not entitled to anything. Don't divorce her. You're making the decision to divorce. The final decision of divorce is his. Therefore, we're not going to say she should pay. She's not divorcing you. Yeah, under certain circumstances. Not so simple to get there, but it's under certain circumstances, yeah. She has to be married. There's things that she can do, but she can be a terrible wife without doing those things. Not making tzolent on Shabbos is not grounds for losing the tzibah. Or making a very salty tzolent. There's different ways that she can make her husband's life miserable. Or making broccoli and cauliflower all the time. Yeah, I mean, that's for me. Right? Healthy food. Like the husband might want to eat good food. You know? Rashi. Rashi. Bechitei, beklemim, my davar achar, hiki have a time of l'ksuba l'mishku zuburis. Why is this a reason for ksuba to take zuburis? Bechitei, beklemim, musti achwiti kamar. We like time of l'ksuburis. This is not a reason for zuburis. Efshad the mashal of l'yav l'gitam. The bottom line is, he decided to divorce her. Right? He decided to divorce her. And therefore, his decision. You can never say, she divorced me. She never did. Yes?
If she would have caused a divorce, then the Rabbanan, why didn't the Rabbanan make it the fun for her to pay Ksuba?
That's the Havamina, correct. And the answer is because he divorces her.
Even though she's a trigger.
But triggers are only if you respond to a trigger. You don't have to respond to a trigger. Fine. I didn't want to go vital in this, but I guess we can. Subhashibasiboris. I can start Chazara. Maybe that's a good idea. What do I do?
I think it's a good idea.
What would I do here? Stop it, start it? No, I'm not going to do that. Okay, let's go back to Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We're up to Mem Zayin Amud Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines in the top. Tashema. One who sells a field to Goyim, the Kayach or maybe Bikur. We're going into Machlokes Rabban or Blazer, whether Yesh Kinyan or Ein Kinyan. And somebody sells this field to a guy, the guy has to buy back Bikurim, and they take an oilam. And Rashi explains, we're only interested in Bikurim because Bikurim is a chiyuv on the person. Tumas HaMaisrus is like Shechita. You don't eat, you don't have to separate Tumas HaMaisrus. But Bikurim is your obligation, and by selling it to the guy, you removed your obligation. That's Pashup Shat. Metikin Oilem and Medaraisa Loi. Isn't that a raya that Medaraisa, there's no more Chiyav? Amar Ravashi Shtei Tekonos Savi. There were two separate Tekonos. Mikara Vemaisa Medaraisa. Beginning, it was the Deraisa they had to bring it, because the land is still Chayav. Even the Chazit Kamikri Mizavni, people were selling it not feeling guilty. The Savi B'Gushasayim Kaimi. What am I doing? Even though he's over a love, they rationalized it and said it still has its Kedusha. Rabban said, don't bring Bikurim, that way you'll feel guilty. Given the cause of Manli Sagale Mazman, people that didn't have money sold it anyway. There was no incentive to buy it back. They made the seller buy it back in order that he should bring Bikurim. Somebody who sells his field for fruit. Rabbi Yechonam and maybe the Kaira, because Kenyan Paris is Kenyan Aguf. Rabbi Shlokasham and maybe ain't a Kaira. Rabbi Yechonam and maybe the Kaira, Kenyan Paris, Kenyan Aguf, dummy, because he can say, Adamash and Estatoli. And Rabbi Shlokasham and maybe ain't a Kaira, Kenyan Paris, Lav, Kenyan Aguf, dummy, so he can't say, Adamash and Estatoli. Now we hear this in Machoikas. Rashbam and Tosfos and Baba Basra, and Rashi later on is like the Rashbam, that even though he can't read, but he has to bring, because it's still called Artzucha. And Tosfos says he doesn't understand the difference. If it's Asher Tavi Mi Artzucha, then it's Adama. And if it's not Tavi Mi Artzucha, it's not Adama. So Tosfos learns he only has to bring rabbinically.
He is reading or doesn't read. That's not Ma'akev bringing the Purim.
No, but it's a mitzvah.
It's an additional mitzvah?
It's an additional mitzvah, Mikra Bikurim. Yes.
The question is, you're not going to read, you don't bring me the rice.
No. If the reason for not reading is because it's not your land, then you don't bring
me
the rice.
That's why you're not reading.
There's other reasons that people don't read, yeah. A ger doesn't read because he can't say aveseinu. That's one according to one time in Masechtos Bikurim. So he can bring Bikurim Yitzchayim at his land. And Yovel's not Nayig.
And his children?
Can't say aveseinu, going back to Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov, going back to Beit Seinish.
The children of Gerim never...
Again, I'm not learning Masechtos Bikurim now. There's a man that says that a ger doesn't read. And his children don't read. Correct. We're not learning why, what, and where. That's the machloek is there. We'll leave it for there.
Nobody. You don't have somebody else.
Nobody reads. A guy brings after Sukkot. The halacha is, you bring Bikurim between Shavuos and Sukkot, you read. If you bring Bikurim after Sukkot, you don't read. Because it's not Zman Simcha. In the reading, it says, Samachta B'chol HaTayit. Chazal Darshan, you only read the Zman Simcha. No Zman Simcha, you don't read. So the Mishnah says, "Menachat menacheres adachag maybe v'kaira, menachag adachanika maybe v'ainakaira." That's the Mishnah. So mitzvah bringing bikurim. There are other reasons not to read. If the reason is it doesn't belong to you, the taisis. If it doesn't belong to you, you don't have a chiv to bring.
So here, there's a person who sold it to a guy. Yes, by a back.
This has nothing to do with a guy. We're talking about Kenyan papers here, nothing to do with the guy. You want to know in the case of the guy bought it back, does he read? No. He didn't harvest it. We learned after all that one that harvests it and brings it reads.
He has no relationship with the land anymore after he sold his wife?
Depends. According to Rabbah, as far as the Kedushas Haaretz is concerned, it still belongs to him.
He
can't read because he didn't harvest it. There's a separate halacha. We have later on.
Exactly.
So maybe the Eina Kaira has many reasons. In this Gemara, because it's not your land, the Taita says, then you shouldn't have to bring Midaraisa. Not yours. Rashbam holds, Ashatavi Ma'artzacha has less demands that Adam Asher Asatoli.
So anybody could buy from a goy who owns land in Israel and bring the Korim? The answer is no, right? Just because I buy from a goy, I don't own the land.
Depends.
I never did.
Depends. Is it Yash Kenyan or an Ain Kenyan?
The Kenyan is in the Paris. I always thought the Kenyan
is Yes, is the land Chayiv and Trumas? Is the things that grow Chayiv and things? That's a machlekes Rabbah and Rabbah Elazar.
Does anybody say that I could buy from somebody else's land that was sold to a goy and bring the korim?
If you hold ancient in there, it's just all of kibbutz de ma'aser. Truma, l'chayra, yes. I'm not sure. Maybe not. You couldn't read. For sure, you couldn't read. I don't know if you would have to bring. It's a good question you ask. I don't know. But the answer is, I don't know. Thank you, Major Simpson.